Tomorrow is the first of the month, which means rent is due for many Americans, but many of them will come up short. The economic devastation of the coronavirus pandemic has put as many as 40 million people at risk of eviction by the end of the year. That's according to the National Low Income Housing Coalition. A federal ban on evictions from public housing ended in July, and many state and local protections for renters with or without federal housing assistance are expiring soon. We're going to hear from three people struggling to pay rent, starting with Jackie Sayer from Marion, Ohio, a place with no special protections against eviction. She was laid off from her job at a hotel after the pandemic hit and went on unemployment in March.
And so now my unemployment amount is $219 a week. There for a while, we were getting the extra $600, which was keeping everything alive. But $200 a week is not going to pay my rent, which is $675 a month, my car payment, my insurance, and my electric. 1 month I try to pay my rent, 1 month I try to make my car payment. And so I'm just juggling from month to month. It's just very stressful not knowing what's going to happen.
Sayer says she's trying to work something out with her landlord, who has already evicted some of her neighbors. But she says it's hard to see how she'll get by unless lawmakers pass some sort of rent relief.
I just wish as long as this COVID is going on, I wish that there was some way they could give us at least some kind of assistance for rent, not even cash. I don't even care if they would pay my landlord directly and not even put the money in my hand, but just help us with some kind of rent relief or mortgage payments that people have been impacted.
In California, a moratorium on courts processing evictions expires tomorrow. And with further protections tied up in the state legislature, it's unclear what tenant protections are still in place. Ann O'Shea is a 33-year-old marketing freelancer in Los Angeles, and she's been struggling to keep up with all of the changes.
There are different laws at the city, county, state, and federal level. You know, because there are all these different dates floating around and things are changing, like it can become a full-time job to kind of sort through what the law is today.
Inspired by the growing tenants' rights movement calling for the cancellation of rent, O'Shea and her neighbors formed a tenants' association.
We set up a meeting in our backyard where we just came together and talked about what is happening right now. You know, like we're all able to share how we were individually being affected. What's the full range of challenges that we're experiencing? And that included, like, do people have enough food? And then from there, talking about, like, okay, who can pay rent? Like, who can pay rent this month? And then who feels confident they could pay rent next month? And that's where things really started to shift. So many of us were on the brink before. And so the pandemic really pushed things over the edge and just like created this new layer of uncertainty.
O'Shea owes more than $1,000 in rent. And she says through all of this, her neighbors have become a source of comfort and strength.
When I get a letter from my landlord, or, you know, really at a certain point, any communication with my landlord, just because of that power dynamic, like this is the person who, if we're talking about one-on-one, this is the person who has the power to decide if I have a home or not. That's really scary. My initial instinct is to feel fear. And that changes as soon as I talk to one of my neighbors.
In Kenner, Louisiana, where evictions resumed in June, Christian Cowens, a mother of seven, left her home of 18 years before her landlord officially filed for an eviction.
I knew I didn't have the money to pay, so I didn't want to have to go through courts, or I just decided to pick up and just go. I actually was homeless for, I want to say, probably a week or two. And of course, I didn't have my kids at the time, but I was pretty much living on the streets. I've never been in that predicament before, but I made the best of it. And actually, when unemployment kicked in, that's when I went to WoodSpring Suites and I got us a hotel room there. So we were still struggling there too, you know, as far as food and stuff like that. So unemployment just paid for our room at that point.
Cowens is a self-employed house cleaner who lost all of her clients because of the pandemic. She says her unemployment benefits come out to $107 per week. Thanks to some temporary rental assistance, she found a new home in a trailer. But she says unless she finds a job soon, she could be facing eviction again.
I'm stressing because I'm struggling. I'm trying to find a job. I'm putting in, you know, applications. We're hoping, you know, I'm able to get a job and be able to pay the rent for next month. Because, again, I was told by the landlady, you know, by the 19th of next month, if I don't have the rent money, I gotta go.
In spite of everything, Cowens remains hopeful. She says she even checks in on people she knows who are struggling, including her former landlady, whose property she was forced to leave. Cowens calls her a friend and knows she is also suffering during this pandemic.
No matter how big COVID wants to be, it's not going to come and tear friendship and family apart with me. You know, and even though I'm in the boat I'm in, I'm still looking to help other people because there's a lot of people that need help.
Eviction bans are set to expire in 8 more states by the end of September.